crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
You got
touch
the levels
in
the microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, some unexplored originals and some unexpected remakes have shook loose from the unsorted 45s and stacks of unfiled LPs. So let's begin with one that would have made George Harrison smile on his birthday anniversary this past week. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Battle of
And if you live through this for me, I swear that I would die for you. And if you live through this for me, I swear that I would die for you. And if you
It's the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death 20 years ago this coming April that will get the focus. But let's not let his Piscean birth go unnoticed. Hole, namely Courtney Love's band, was fueled by lots of uncredited Cobain help, including that rare track Asking For It, which is just about the only time that Kurt and Courtney duet on a record. Before that, James Ray's original Got My Mind Set on You, a George Harrison favorite that broke 50 years ago, right at the time the Beatles arrived in America, and one that would put George back on top of the Billboard charts nearly 25 years later with his cover. George would have been 71 on February 25th. Early, and we're talking Kerplunk early, Green Day, when they were just sweet children making scratchy records.
Become clear, and then my next attack. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand, but a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a mind, wasn't dumb. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. The game he plays for keeps. Hustling times in ghetto streets.
Super Smooth, Curtis Mayfield, and hiccupy punky Lena Lovitch were at musical extremes in the 1970s. It's an otherwise middle-of-the-road dominated era, and this song got Todd Rundgren some elevator play. And Jersey retro rockers The Gripweeds give Hello, It's Me a faithful cover. Hey, that's another trend that Todd started.
Thank you.
slip out of the era of shag carpets and orange and tan everything with George Rock Your Baby McRae's other big hit, You Can Have It All, and Moon Martin's original version of the tune that made a jukebox hero of Robert Palmer.
Hot summer night, it felt like a net. I gotta find my baby yet. I need you to soothe my head and turn my blue heart to red. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
jackets, hooded eyes, weary blouse, seek refuge in the night. They are the scatterings of Africa, each uprooted one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
They're on the road to Bella Manga, where the world began. I love the scatterings of Africa, each and every one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
In their hearts a burning hunger, beneath the copper sun.
Okay, there's a bit of a tangent that had me fumbling through the big cardboard box of 45s over there in the corner for segues. But Link Wray and his Raymen and Cozy Cole are always welcome bookends to eclectic things like 1982's Scatterlings of Africa by Johnny Clegg's South African band Juluka, and the Four Tops' darkest Motown hit, Seven Rooms of Gloom. Okay, back to the future. It's one of last year's best new bands, Ireland's Little Green Cars.
Like a crash, I wait for the impact. Like a train, I wait for the smoke. Like a storm, I wait for the silence. Like a bluff, I wait till you fall.
There's a gun in the attic, let me go grab it. I throw holes in my soul just so you can look past it. Yeah, there's glass on the floor, there's a hole in the roof.
soul just so you can look past it. Yeah, there's glass on the floor, there's a hole in the roof. Yeah, the chandelier fell, now the rain's falling through.
Forget you when there is
always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me.
I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you when there is
always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me.
I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Whoa, 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 whoa. You should find me, Mr. Sweet and Tender Love we used to share. Just come back to the places where we used to go, and I'll be there. Oh, how can I forget you when there is
always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me.
Love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Never love another, baby. I never will forget you, baby.
Called the Forgotten.
care what they're saying, or did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera, I may cry.
What a swell party this is.
What frills?
What cocks?
What broads?
What jocks?
What furs? They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such.
Yuppity.
Neither did I.
It's all just too
swell again.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you, I am.
Drink up, Jim.
So, have you ever been out to L.A. lately?
No, not recently.
I went there. I had to rent a car and all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I got invited to Pia's house, Pia Zadora's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Well, I didn't go.
Oh.
It would have been swell, though.
Shoot a guy.
It would have been elegant.
Elegant. Oh, wait. Look who's coming in now. Can you believe it?
I hear they dismantled Pick Fair.
They
it
did.
Wasn't elegant enough.
Yeah. Probably full of termites.
It's grand. Whoa, 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 wonderland.
La, 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 la.
We sing so well, like old Camembert.
Have you heard the dying star?
She got bit in the Astor Bar.
Tossed again. Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is. Have you heard? It's in the stars. Next July we collide with Mars.
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party. What a swell party. What a swell party. Elegant. Smarty.
I am a smarty.
You are a smarty.
I'm
smart.
This party.
That's right. Now, piss off.
That's
Swelligant, elegant. That would be Deborah Harry and Iggy Pop on the Cole Porter tribute Red Hot and Blue in 1990. Before that, one of a few hits for the back rack David Smash, Always Something There to Remind Me, but not by one of the usual suspects. By Brooklyn-born gospel and soul crooner Lou Johnson, who not only had the first version of that song, but also the songwriting duo's Reach Out to Me and Message to Martha, which would become Michael, all taken to the bank by Dionne Warwick. Finally, how do you solve a problem like Maria? Broadway fans know that refrain from The Sound of Music, and the real-life Maria von Trapp, the last surviving member of the Austrian singing family that the famous musical was based on, has died at the right alpine age of 99. Here's the Rodgers and Hammerstein song that enshrines her forever.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear.
She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair.
And underneath her wimple she has curlers in her hair.
I've even heard her singing in the Abbey.
She's always late for chapel,
but her penitence is real.
She's always late for everything except for every meal. I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf.
Then say it, Sister Margareta.
Maria makes me laugh.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria? A flippity tippet, a will o' the wisp, a clown. Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand. But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say? How do you keep a wave upon the sand? Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria? I'm confused, out of focus and bemused, and I never know exactly where I am.
Unpredictable as weather, she's as flighty as a feather.
She's a darling,
she's a demon,
she's a lamb.
She'll outpester any pest, drive a hornet from his nest.
She could throw a whirling dervish out of whirl.
She is gentle, she is wild.
She's a riddle, she's a child.
She's a heavy, she's an angel.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find the word that means Maria?
A flippity-jibbit, a will-o'-the-wisp,
a clown. Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand. But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria?
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Hey, go all kinds of crazy on social media with the Vinyl Experience. Tweet, stick hashtags and @ signs all over the place. But most of all, tell a friend to seek out a past episode in the archives at prn.fm or on demand at rtds.ca. I'm Paul Cavalcante.